to the Whole Hog Podcast, football edition. Seth Campbell joined alongside Scotty Borderline. First-timer Clay Henry will be with us today, and Bob Holt is also going to be joining us. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
That's the first time I've been a first-timer.
In a long time anyway, right?
In a long time.
If this goes well before Bob gets here, we're just going to tell him to leave, show up on time next time.
All right, well, let's start.
At least you didn't say I was cub reporter Clay Henry.
That is that is very true. All right. Arkansas hires new head coach Sam Pittman, former offensive line coach at Georgia. Arkansas, he's made stops all around the SEC. I guess the first question to ask is, how would you rank this hire out of all of the options Arkansas had? We'll start with you, Scotty.
I mean, I think just the optics, I think it looks like it's a, you got a guy who you think can correct some, can right some of the wrongs with this football team right now. Arkansas has not been good on either side of the ball at the line of scrimmage. And to compete in this league, you've got to have depth and you've got to have quality depth. And Sam Pittman, being a longtime offensive line coach, has plenty of experience, I think, in the past in bringing guys in. Like, he brought in Dan Skipper, Frank Ragnow, Sebastian Tratola from junior college to come to Arkansas. And I think that's Arkansas just kind of formed an identity in the years that he was here. They were tough along the line of scrimmages. They would flat out bully people. One of the games that comes to mind is that Texas Tech game. Was it back in 2014? They just imposed their will on the offensive line. Looked really good in that area. He's obviously a good recruiter, and the man, it's from everything we saw on Monday, he really wants to be here. And the quote that I think is going to stand out to me for a long time is that when Pittman and his wife Jamie got a chance to come to Arkansas, when was it? He joined Brett Bielema's staff in 2013. He said it was a dream to get to come here, and coming back now is whatever's better than a dream. So that was a money quote. I think he's really, really happy to be here. Seems humbled and fortunate.
Yeah, I think what I would add to that, Scotty, and it was well done, is that it gives Arkansas fans a chance to dream a little bit and hope a little bit, because there hasn't been much of that really since he left. And, you know, I'm a line of scrimmage guy. I'm an offensive line guy. And I tend to understand that there's a replay right above you in the press box. And if you'll take your binoculars and zero into the offensive line, you'll find out a lot more about what's going on in the game. And it was always a pleasure to watch his guys. And you saw the great centers that he had. He kind of put the finishing touches on Travis Swanson, and then you saw the development of Frank Ragnow. Now, you know, you asked what kind of hire and how would you rate it. I think for what the pool at the very end was for Hunter Yurecek, he's at the top of the pool. I would say that, you know, that there were a lot of guys that maybe were on the wish list and at the end weren't in the pool. So that's how you have to kind of judge it. And you also have to see what it might be and what it might develop. It's a unique hire in that there are very few offensive line coaches that haven't been coordinators that have gone on to be head coaches, and even fewer that have gone on to really excel. And the only one that I could really find that did that at the top level in college football was Danny Ford, who was offensive line coach at Clemson when they elevated him. I don't include Dabo Swinney because he wasn't an offensive line coach. He was a wide receiver coach. But Right. Neither of those were coordinators when they got the promotion. So, again, I go back to, I think Arkansas fans today feel like there's some hope and understand why the hire was made.
Question goes to you, Bob. How would you rank this hire for the Razorbacks in hiring Sam Pittman?
Well, I agree with Clay. I think you have to grade it on a curve, because you say, well, yeah, if you could have gotten Mike Leach or you could have gotten Brian Harsin or someone that's been a head coach for a while and had a really good record, then all due respect to Sam, he wouldn't, you know, compare to those guys. But I don't think those guys were coming here. And so I think of the people who they could get, I think it's kind of an out-of-the-box hire. But, you know, Arkansas is not in a good place right now. I think it's pretty incredible, at least the fan reaction I've been able to gauge, how happy the fans are. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that are upset they didn't hire a proven head coach, but I think anybody that came in contact with Sam Pittman when he was here before really enjoyed him. I think realized what a good, genuine person he is, what a good coach he is, what a good recruiter he is. And so I think if he'll just have a chance, he'll do well here. But, you know, the next year is going to be rough because, you know, the schedule's pretty unforgiving with the road trip to Notre Dame and Tennessee coming on. So I hope people will be somewhat patient. I know that's hard to do after back-to-back 2-10 seasons. I think he can turn around, but he needs some time.
Pose this question to you, Clay, and we'll go around from there. What kind of offensive coordinator do you think Pittman can bring into this situation here at Arkansas?
Well, I think you first have to understand that he has some relationships that will come into play, and a wide breadth of coaches that he can pull from. And I'm not going to say that it's going to be a Jim Chaney, but I'm going to say that there's proven coaches out there like Jim Chaney that he has relationships with that he can hire. And sometimes it's all about timing. You know, those guys are at a point where they're looking to make a move. For instance, I didn't think Jim Chaney was ready to make a move, but when Brett Bielema didn't roll over his contract and he had 1 year left and Georgia called, then he went. So it's sometimes it's all about timing, and sometimes you get something that you don't believe you can. He's gonna hire a coach that wants to run the ball, but also understands the RPO, and also is willing to go on the road and recruit. I think he's gonna build a staff with recruiters. So that's the, maybe I didn't give you names, but that's the type of coach that he's gonna be looking for.
What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, I don't really have specific names either, but Sam's coached all over. I mean, you look at his resume and he's coached literally all over the place, which that's not a bad thing. It means he's always in demand. But he's coached in the ACC, the SEC, the Big 12, you know, Missouri back when they were in the Big 12. And so, yeah, he knows a lot of people. And so I think he's going to get somebody pretty good. It might be a guy who's a coordinator now. It might be somebody who's like a quarterback coach looking to move up to a coordinator position. And I think it'll probably be somebody with SEC experience.
Yeah, I don't want to throw out any names either. I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth and act like I know something I don't. But one of the things that Sam Pittman said in his first meeting with Arkansas's players, he said his phone has literally just been lighting up with text messages. He had 400 plus messages, and he estimated about 100 of them were coaches who wanted to come to Arkansas. I would just go out and assume that some of those guys are offensive coordinators who are, you know, maybe engaging interest, putting their name out there. I don't have any doubt that it'll be an intriguing hire, and we'll see. But I think it'll be interesting.
Might be somebody that's been a head coach, mm-hmm. that you know, maybe is sitting out for a little bit. You know, we've just seen that Chad Morris has been hired at Auburn, so there's some people like that. You know, I'm just going to throw a name out there. I mean, like a Todd Graham, and that's right. Not a name that I associate with Sam Pittman, but that's a guy that could be a coordinator. And I'm not sure he would be an offensive coordinator. He's more of a defensive guy, but you might see somebody that, okay, that's even a guy with Power 5 experience that all at once is on the radar.
How do you have something to say, Bob?
I was going to say, I wonder about a guy like Rhett Lashley, you know, who's obviously got ties to Arkansas, coached at Auburn, went to Connecticut. I guess Gus wanted to make a change, but he sort of rekindled his star or whatever you do to relight a star at SMU. And he may be looking more for head coaching opportunities, or maybe he doesn't want to come to a major rebuild like Arkansas. But that, to me, that'd be an intriguing guy.
Sam Pittman is known around the country as a fantastic recruiter. We'll start with you, Bob. How important is it that Arkansas got a guy that can recruit?
Well, it's probably the number one thing, because Arkansas has got some good players, some SEC caliber players, but they need a whole lot more, especially on the offensive line and in the defensive line for that matter. And so that's where Sam excels. I mean, you look at his lines here, he had players from literally all over the country. You know, Sam Ragnow from Minnesota, Dan Skipper from Colorado, Sebastian Tertol from California, Denver Kirtland from Florida. He may not be able to sign all the 4 or 5 stars he did at Georgia, but he's going to get some really good linemen here. And quarterbacks and running backs want to play behind good lines. So I think the recruiting is probably the top priority. And, you know, you can't stress that enough to me.
Yeah. Recruiting is like, it's the lifeblood of a program, right? Like, you got to have dudes and you got to have a bunch more. And then when those dudes leave, you just got to keep restocking. And Bob made a good point. Arkansas does have a little bit of talent here, but they obviously need a lot more. And, you know, Sam Pittman had a lot of success at Georgia recruiting, and he's had success in the past recruiting. And I think Richard asked a pretty interesting question at the press conference on Monday. How is his recruiting just for him personally going to change now that he's a head coach rather than being an assistant? And he's probably not going to be as close as he was in the past with some kids. Like, the relationships will still be there, but it might not be as airtight as in the past. But he's going to hire a staff that will be able to build those relationships too, and he'll hire a good recruiting staff. I have no doubt about that.
So the role of the head coach in recruiting definitely changes. Just to give you an idea, I think assistant coach can be in a home 7 times. Those contacts on the road, head coach gets 1. And so you choose that carefully. But what you try to do is what we saw Chad Morris do in his 2 years at Arkansas, is that you convince players on the front end they need to come to Fayetteville on unofficial visits and camps, and you get to hang out as the head coach as much as possible. So you maximize maybe 3 trips there before the official visit. And then that's when the relationship is built. Now, he can still make phone calls. You know, I think it's once a week.
Text and whatnot.
You know, it's like the direct messages, they all at once take on a life of their own. And that's the way to a recruit now, is through their phone. And Sam is a phone guy, and he is a text guy. And the other thing that he's really good at is that he's crisscrossed the nation, and the high school coaches love him. So that's when Chad Morris would sit and tell you that he had relationships in Texas, and I think Sam would have a little wry grin, and it's like it's a little further than Texas for him. And he has relationships in Texas. For instance, Reeve Kohler, who didn't exactly make it at Arkansas, but he was still viewed as a top recruit. He came from Hawaii, and Sam got on a plane and went to Hawaii. And that's how he operates. I talked to Frank Ragnow, and he says he will bring in freaks from across the nation. Arkansas will get bigger, and they will get nastier.
We may not know this yet, so I'm going to ask the question, and whoever can answer it, and it may not be answerable yet because we are, you know, 2 days into the Sam Pittman era, but I'll ask the question, guys. The previous staff put a big emphasis on recruiting and had some success in that area as far as recruiting rankings go and whatnot. What is going to be the main difference between a Sam Pittman put together staff and a Chad Morris staff on the recruiting trail?
I think it'll be the makeup of the staff on the front end. And I think you saw, one of the old timers at Arkansas who had been around the Morris staff a little bit told me that the problem with the Morris staff is that you had the old goats on defense and you had the teenagers on offense. And you're talking about the coaches. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be somewhere in between with Pittman. I think you'll have veteran coaches, but they won't be too old and they won't be too young. They'll all have a touch of coaching experience that you will enjoy as an Arkansas fan, that you'll say, that guy's been there and done it. The same thing with recruiting. I think that the emphasis that Sam will have on his staff will match what you saw at Georgia with Kirby Smart, who were, they were all elite recruiters and intense recruiters. That's the model that Chad Morris brought from Clemson. But I think it's going to be the same type emphasis. You'll have the same type makeup as far as the support staff that help the coaches, the recruiting makeup. And if you want to say who's the expert in the whole wide world of college football and recruiting, it's Nick Saban. And that's what Kirby Smart got his system.
Yeah, the quote yesterday that Sam said that stood out to me was that, you know, Sam thought he really knew about elite recruiting, then working for Kirby, I think he said was recruiting on steroids. And like Clay just said, I mean, Kirby Smart worked, for, I think, for 8 years for Nick Saban. Saban's like the king of recruiting. Helps to be at Alabama, too, obviously. But, yeah, I think Sam's going to bring that same style. Right now, he doesn't have the same product to recruit to. But, you know, if they don't get a kid, it's not going to be for lack of effort.
Yeah, I think Pittman is going to put together a staff that obviously they'll be effective communicators with both recruits and with current players. And I think an effective communicator is also a good listener. And I think he's going to listen to what the players currently on the roster are going to have to say. And then I think there's going to be maybe a big emphasis on player development, because you can sign highly touted, highly recruited kids out of high school and get them on campus, and maybe they don't pan out for certain reasons. But I think just player development, and, you know, Clay mentioned earlier that Sam Pittman helped put the finishing touches on Travis Swanson and sent him off to the NFL, where he's still hanging around, right?
I think he's retired. Man.
Is he retired?
Okay. Freshly retired.
Well, I think he prepared Travis Swanson in his last year at Arkansas for the NFL. And, you know, just player development, like I said, is just, I think it's going to be a big deal. I don't know how much of that we really saw with the last staff. So I think that'll be a big thing with the kids.
Yeah. The big difference in what's going to happen with the team in physical development, player development, in Frank Ragnow, he came to Arkansas as a 260. He signed when he was 260 because, you know, he's a basketball player. So he, you know, it's hard to maintain weight when you're running up and down the court doing wind sprints for a basketball season. And when he got to Arkansas, I think he was 275, and he played at, I think, his final year probably about 312. And it's like, well, what happened? And he says, I ate, and I lifted weights, and the program was designed to be big. And they're not going to allow fat and sloppy, but they're going to get bigger, and they're going to emphasize a whole different mindset of the size of linemen. And he says, you know, and Frank made, I talked to him today. He made the prediction that some of those tall, skinny offensive linemen are still going to be tall, but they're not going to be skinny in a year or two, that they will add bulk. And, you know, they're going to run the RPO. They're going to run some screen games that you want your linemen to be able to run. But he said it will be some wide bodies. And the future in recruiting for Arkansas is you'll see a different style of body.
We're here on the Whole Hog podcast. That was Clay Henry. You also got Bob Holt and Scotty Borderline. And I thought an interesting point going off of what you said, Scotty, is in the video that the University of Arkansas released, it was Pittman, and he held up his phone when he was talking to the players and said, hey, I want communication. And he held up his phone and said that there have been people communicating with him about the coordinator positions. But he also said that I want y'all to be able to feel free and comfortable to come with me with any kind of problem that you have. And so that'll be interesting to see if he can maintain that as a head coach, you know, since he's never been a head coach before, if those expectations will be met with him and his staff. All right, let's flip on over to the other side of the ball. We talked a lot about offense, and it makes sense. Pittman was an offensive line coach. But Clay kind of pointed out that it was the teenagers and the older guys on the defense with the last staff. What kind of coach do you want to see be brought in to a Sam Pittman-led program, Scotty?
That's a good question. Maybe someone who is keeps up with the trends in the offensive game a little bit more. You know, we've talked in the past that when Arkansas's defense was failing miserably toward the end of the season before Chad Morris got let go, there were some of John Chavis's former players were talking about how outdated his defense was, like adjustments weren't being made, that kind of thing. You just need a guy who's kind of up to date on what's going on with offenses, how they're changing, how they're evolving. I think a name like Barry Odom is interesting. Who Sam Pittman could get, I don't know. Like I said earlier, I don't want to just act like I know something, but Barry Odom, I think, is a name that's been floating out there. I think that would be a really interesting hire too. He's a defense dude, and I think he probably get it done on that side of the ball.
Sam gave us some tips, and it came down to, and everybody always like, what kind of style of play? What are you looking for here? And he didn't give you names, but he gave you style of play. And he described defenses that were basically three-man fronts, odd, the things that gave them trouble at Georgia when they were in the RPO game. And it's almost a bare front, and that they're going to cover, they're going to be on the inside shade of the tackles, and they're going to cover a shade of the nose guard, and then they're going to stem movement at the snap. And as he went through those particular things, I thought, okay, what have I seen in Arkansas' schedule over the last few years that resembled that? Well, that's Georgia's defense. That's Nick Saban's defense, which are one and the same. That's Clemson's defense. That's Baylor's defense, same system that gave Oklahoma trouble. And then I was like, well, who in there is out of work? Well, it's also Missouri's defense. They play almost a bare front, and they stem. And those are the good defenses. So it's going to be somebody that plays that style of football. And, it's a inside scheme that doesn't give the RPO angles to block. And if you're covering those tackles, and if you saw Arkansas, they played a four-man front and there was no movement. And I think that you will not see that scheme going forward at Arkansas.
What do you think, Bob?
Hey, yeah, Barry Odom would be a great hire. Some of them make him down to money because, you know, Dave Aranda, I think, is making LSU's coordinator. And he's basically at the top. You know, he and Brent Venables at Clemson are probably the top defensive guys out there. And I think Aranda's making $2.5 million. And that would be literally half of the salary pool that Hunter Yurecek mentioned yesterday for Arkansas. $5 million, which is a lot of money. And I'm not saying they'd pay Barry Odom or somebody similar, $2.5 million. But, you know, these days SEC coordinators make a lot of money if you want to be competitive. So that's going to come into play too. But yeah, I think Barry Odom would be an awesome choice. Plus, I think the fact that Sam's a first-time head coach at this level, it would be good to have somebody like Barry Odom who has head coaching experience. I tell you what would be a perfect hire, and I don't know the guy out there, but a really good coordinator with head coaching experience that I think could be a really good sounding board for Sam.
All right, guys, thanks. The good information there. We got one last question here as we wrap it up on the Whole Hog podcast. Just generally, as I give this question to you, Clay, expectations for the next, not even just next year, because as Bob mentioned earlier in the podcast, Arkansas has an extremely tough schedule. They have to go to Notre Dame. You know, they kind of went through the easier opponents on the side of the East with, you know, 2 years ago they played Vanderbilt. This year they were able to play Kentucky. And I think Tennessee is the team that rotates back onto the schedule from the East. And so the schedule is going to get harder. But expectations over not just next year but the next few years, what should they be?
Yeah, I think what you first have to start is to before you can – this is one of my little pet peeves or slogans or mantras or whatever you want to call it. Before you can begin the ascent, you have to stop the fall. And let's face it, Arkansas was in a free fall in the darkest hole in college football. So they've got to – and I give Barry Lunny credit in the last 2 weeks in that it looked like that he settled things down a little bit, got effort, which is the essence of coaching. they didn't turn the ball over on offense for two straight games, and it's been – the turnovers have been well documented. I mean, it's quarterbacks throwing into coverage. That stopped. So, in by saying that, I'm pointing to that leads you into competitive games. And if you – before you can win games, you have to be competitive. The losses to mediocre teams have to stop. The blowouts have to stop. So that's where I'll start my expectations. Before there's winning, there has to be competitiveness. And so that would be my expectation, is that you see a team that's going forward instead of falling. And so if Sam can do that next year, that's a pretty good start. And you want to talk about numbers, two or three is how long before they win an SEC game? Well, if they can be in SEC games, that gives them a start. They were basically in, I would say, two this year, Kentucky and Texas A&M. It was interesting that at least Sam saw the tape of Texas A&M. I think his quote was, to get that team out there a few more times.
What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, but looking at the schedule, 2-10 could happen again, or 3-9. But like Clay said, I think they'll be much more competitive, and they might exceed that. But I think you are going to see a gradual improvement. I don't think fans are going to leave games or be watching them on TV and go, man, I'm embarrassed to be an Arkansas fan, or that's just a pathetic performance. I think you're going to see, you know, the team just be, you know, buy in more, be more competitive. I don't know what happened, but this team, a lot of the players just never seem to buy in, and I don't know why. I think Sam will get these guys, you know, to play hard for him, to run through the proverbial wall, however you want to put it. But, I don't think fans should measure it, improving on wins and losses, but more about effort and competitiveness, like Clay said.
I'll add something to it, and I think what you watch, and a lot of the old-time coaches that I know, they watched, and mistakes and fundamentals happened week after week, and the same things happened over and over. And that's what Sam's got to fix. And those that watch practice seem to think that they were practicing so fast that they didn't fix the mistakes. And I was generally impressed with Sam's answer. And then I talked with Hunter Yurcheck after it was all over. And you know, of course, he's got a son that was on the defensive staff, and we talked a little bit about practices. And the staff that just left, there wasn't a lot of talking in practice. They just ran plays over and over and over as fast as they could. It was like, how many can we get in? How many reps? And the practices, I think, under Pittman, they will be fast, but if they need to fix something, they'll stop and get it fixed. And that's coaching.
Yeah, as far as expectations, I would be thrilled to cover a team that just shows some on-field improvement over the last 2 years. That would be nice. I think Clay and Bob both hit it on the head, too. Win the games that you're supposed to win. Be competitive in conference games. Give yourself a chance to maybe win a game that no one thinks that you're supposed to be in. Just be competitive, and, you know, Arkansas can break through in SEC play, then people will be ready to erect a statue for Sam Pittman. It's just, what is this losing streak sitting at 19 games right now? People probably don't remember real well what it's like to win a conference game. When was the last time Arkansas won a conference game at home? Like, because their last conference win was at Ole Miss, right?
Their last conference home win, believe it or not, was when they beat Florida 31-10 in 2016.
I think
it was late October.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So, you're pushing 3 years where you haven't experienced a home win in the SEC. So, you get one of those, you'll have the entire fan base behind you.
Good stuff there, guys. Fantastic all the way around. As I said, that's Scotty Borderline, just finished talking, Clay Henry and Bob Holton. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on the podcast today. You can check out all of their work on wholehogsports.com. They'll be recapping the Pittman hire and going forward with all the other sports as well. Plenty of information there for you on wholehogsports.com, so make sure to go there and subscribe.